USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Five people have died after a twin-engine small plane crashed in Little Rock, Arkansas. This happened late yesterday afternoon just as storms were rolling through the area, but there's no confirmation if weather was a factor. Rescue crews say the crash site is just south of the Clinton National Airport. The plane was going to John Glenn Columbus International Airport in Ohio. Air travelers could face more flight cancellations as a massive winter storm hits parts of the west and north central U.S.
Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says the Sacramento area could get a dusting of snow, something that hasn't happened since 2009.
Our heaviest rain and snow is expected Thursday afternoon, evening into Friday.
More than a foot of additional snow is possible in the northern Midwest. Travel expert Lee Abamonte says travelers should be prepared, even if they don't live in an area affected by the storm.
Do a little planning ahead, be proactive, and of course be patient and don't take it out on the people at the airport.
I'm Victoria Idoni.
Former President Trump criticized the federal response to the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, as a betrayal during a visit to the village where residents and local leaders are increasingly frustrated with the minimal federal response.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Starbucks has a new ingredient.
Starbucks is releasing a new line of drinks with an interesting ingredient. The company is selling 8 coffee drinks in Italy infused with extra virgin olive oil. CEO Howard Schultz said in a press release the idea came from a trip he made to Sicily last year, where a Mediterranean custom involves taking a spoonful of olive oil a day. Starbucks hasn't announced that there are plans to bring the drinks to the U.S. I'm Julio Flores.
We are USA News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, announced that Garland will testify March 1st at 10 a.m. Eastern when the Senate returns from recess to answer questions about the Justice Department's actions, including protests against Supreme Court Justices Holmes and the FACE Act, prosecutions of pro-life protesters. Entitlements have to be a part of any debt reduction discussion, so says the former vice president.
When it comes to controlling the U.S. debt, former Vice President Mike Pence says everything, yes, everything, must be on the table.
Well, I respect the speaker's commitment to take Social Security and Medicare off the table for the debt ceiling negotiations. We've got to put them on the table in the long term.
Speaking on CNBC, Pence said nobody in Washington wants to talk about entitlements as the driving force behind the spiraling debt. As for why entitlements weren't addressed in the Trump administration, Pence said they had to focus on the economy after the Obama years. I'm John Schaefer.
Sheriff's deputies in Orlando, Florida suburb of Pine Hills say 4 people were shot and 2 were killed in the same area where a 20-year-old woman was found dead earlier the same day. 19-year-old Keith Melvin Moses has been arrested for the violence. Moses is suspected of murdering a news journalist and a 9-year-old girl. Sheriff John Mina from the Orange County Sheriff's Office says Moses was an acquaintance of the woman killed earlier in the morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.